This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to a very special Best of Good Day.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place, cause you made it too. Lift my voice.
Let's transmit. You ready? Everybody's a transmitter. Jennifer's a transmitter.
Yes.
Kenneth is a transmitter. Richard is a transmitter.
Oh, yes, I am.
Dudley is a transmitter. A lot of people are talking about things having to do with football, whether it's Ray Rice, LeSean McCoy, what's his face, the child beater-upper, what's his name, Peterson?
Adrian Peterson.
Peterson, okay. So we're going to get to the bottom of that with somebody who is involved in the overview of recovery, people who go through some of this stuff, can they recover? Can they be turned around, as it were? One of the other things that has perplexed me, there are a lot of things going on today that are perplexing. One of them is finding out that not only are police departments being given this supposedly military surplus, but now you can check the story out at DougStephan.com about we start with the Los Angeles school department. The police, they have a separate police department in Los Angeles for the school department, right, Jen?
Yes, school police.
And they have now confirmed that they got a mine-resistant vehicle, 3 grenade launchers, 61 assault rifles under this Pentagon program. What in the name of God?
All right,
do the
grenade
school
launchers
police
might be a little extreme.
Need grenade? What do you mean a little extreme? The Department of Defense excess property program, which is way out of control, way, way, way out of control. All this surplus military weaponry, supposedly, that has been there's an extra $5 billion. Actually, there's more of it now. They've every year put a $5 or $6 billion program together. They buy this stuff only to spend the money that they've been given by Congress and by you and me as the taxpayer. You listen to these people chortling about, well, we need to keep our defenses up, and it's outrageous that we cut the budget. And yeah, you know what? I don't want to even hear that anymore. I'm so sick of listening to these same people drone on who fall into the clutches of the military-industrial complex, these boobs who are paid off with campaign contributions to vote for this outrage that is making us basically a police state. You tell me or anybody else how in the name of heaven you can justify a school police force. First of all, I don't even know why there's a school police force. You got the police, Nonsense. There should be a separate union of the regular police department that handles the schools. I think that's
that
how they do it.
That's true.
We got too many separate entities.
In Washington, because my brother is the cop in one of the schools, or two of the schools, and he's part of the same. When school's closed, he goes out on regular detail out on the streets.
Right.
So it's the same.
There should be no separate police department for schools. Anyway, there is increased scrutiny, as there ought to be now, of this program for a number of reasons, not the least of which is how the hell is the Pentagon getting all this money, and they don't need it, so they spend it for this stuff, and then they declare military excess, and then they give it away to the police departments in your community, and now the school police in L.A. have them. If you go to the website Muckrock, which published a tally of these military supplies given to the California school police departments, you can be upset with me. Who in the name of heaven think this is a good idea? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken or Jennifer or Rich at DougStephan.com. Twitter at Good Day. Facebook.com. This is disgusting. Outrageous and disgusting.
Where's the movie where Patrick Swayze was in high school and the Red Russians or whatever, where they had to sneak out and fight the Russians?
I don't know.
It's almost like that, where you have the military outside of your school. Yeah.
Unless the military suspects that schools are a target, and so they're arming them like Israel does. Correct. I mean, I would imagine schools in Israel have this kind of equipment. Is that correct?
I've never seen them in any school I went to.
I mean, I know that they're well guarded. I don't know if they have grenade launchers.
Right. Are we all of a sudden expecting Mexico to start launching missiles at schools in Los Angeles?
Jennifer, that's such a stretch. Come on.
No, it's. I'm just saying. Is that what they're insinuating here?
I don't know.
Think we need to have grenade launchers.
Whatever they are,
I do think we need to.
The experiment is over. Democracy is dead.
Your mom's a teacher in the LA County schools.
Awful.
Is she packing heat when she walks in?
She should be. I'm excited for her to retire, because do you know how many kids in that school do bring guns to school?
Oh, I can't imagine.
A huge number. Think about this. North Hollywood High School is where she teaches. It is not a great area. Kids are scared. Even the kids that don't have gang affiliations, which
is
school has a lot of.
So why aren't the police out there instead of having... In the school, why aren't they out in the neighborhoods where the bad guys are?
That's
around
exactly
the bad
the question.
Guys.
Exactly the question.
Because the bad guys
why
are all
is
inside
it that
the school.
I mean, the school should be a safe zone. I'm telling you, about 5 years ago, they had riots at my mom's school. The black kids and the Hispanics got into a fight at homecoming over what kind of music should be played at the event, and it turned into a huge fight outside of homecoming that carried over into school on Monday. And she rounded up her pregnant girls, got them into the classroom, and she said the amount of guns that she saw running past her room.
Pregnant high schoolers?
Yes, would have astounded anybody.
How many pregnant high school kids were in her
I class? Think she had like four kids that were pregnant. She brought them into her room, shut the door down, and then because this was all at nutrition at their recess period. And she said the amount of kids with guns running to the quad to fight it out was ridiculous. They were on lockdown. They had to call in all different squads of whoever to come in and control everything. Scary.
The experiment's over, and it's failed. Democracy
I mean,
that's
has the real
failed.
Problem is why isn't school safe?
Here we go.
This is so horrendous that we've allowed this country to get into the shape that it's in. We have these kind of circumstances. It's beyond saving. It is. It's beyond.
Stop
you
it.
Have this kind of stuff going on. These police.
I tell you what, you go put your head between your legs and you give up. All right, the rest of us are going
to
fight it out here and move along in a positive
grenade
way.
Grenade launchers.
Why don't you tell your daughter who's about to have a baby that? Okay, you go to your daughter and tell her it's all over. Your kid's going to be coming into this horrible, terrible world.
Here with, my kid's coming to the farm with me where I can protect them.
You can't be safe there.
Do you have grenade launchers?
No, I have cows, lots of methane gas. All right, let's get to the Ray Rice situation, the LaShawn McCoy situation, the Peterson situation. That's in the focus next here on Good Day.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid pre-finished hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man, but now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
All right, let's bring in Dr. Tracy Kimball, who's the founder of the Women in Need Foundation. Women in Need offers programs of recovery and empowerment around the world. Certainly a lot of women are focused. We heard a conversation earlier, an excerpt of a conversation from The View yesterday focusing on this. The NFL's history of punishing players in domestic violence cases is as complicated as the legal cases themselves. Could you explain that, Dr. Kimball?
Well, I think the whole issue of domestic violence is a complicated world because you have people who, in the name of love, harm each other, and then when all the warning signs say, no, don't go back, that you see people running back, and just like Ray Rice Whitehouse, she says, you know, this isn't, we're going to prove to the world that this is love. And the problem when you have that type of a dynamic going on is that it's very difficult to go in and stop or help to end a cycle that's obviously very destructive.
Especially if you have other women, wives of players, who basically say, well, you know what, this is what we understand the problem to be, and we sort of support her. And it isn't just in the NFL now. This is a countrywide, worldwide problem that is getting worse, I think, anyway. For me, it seems to be
worse. Well, it is. You know, it's been running. I've been in this world for 20 years, and 20 years ago, the statistic in the United States was 1 in 4 women are faced with abuse. And you have to remember that abuse is what would be considered the worst kept secret, that those of us who live in it are really good about keeping the secrets. Now the statistic here in the USA is 1 in 3, and that actually lines up with what's happening with the rest of the world, according to the United Nations.
Yeah. All right. So in this circumstance, the punishment isn't enough, obviously, otherwise things would stop, right? The punishment doesn't fit the crime. So these people, especially the privileged people in the NFL, can figure a way around it because they're important football stars, after all. They're not regular people, so they can do this. And people say, oh, it's more important to play the game, get him back on the field. This, the whole focus on football is nonsense.
Dr. Kimball, the NFL hired a 3-woman panel to help them, help guide them through this. Do you really think that a panel will be able to go into the locker rooms through the management of the teams and help them understand what's happening?
Is that the plan?
Actually, I think that, you know, good for them that they're at least trying to make a little bit of a movement. One of the things that is known about the cycle of domestic violence is that we're not talking about a demon or disease. We're talking about a learned behavior. Mm-hmm. So these men who are boxing on their women were probably little boys who were either abused, which I'd be very curious to know if all the cases that we're looking at right now are victims of child abuse and are just growing up and doing normal. But also it shows that if the healing cycle is really going to happen, it takes men getting involved. It takes men teaching other men mm-hmm. how to treat exactly. women. That mm-hmm. mentorship that needs to be put into place.
So they're looking at this, Richie and Dr. Kimball, looking at the way the NFL is handling this, it looks like they're reacting rather than acting. And
they're reacting strongly.
Well, but they're reacting because they have to, not
exactly.
because they want to.
Yes.
I think the whole thing is, how do we break this cycle that you've just talked about, Dr. Kimball? Certainly something we're not going to fix today, but I appreciate your insight. Thank you. Dr. Tracy Kimball from the Women in Need Foundation here today.
For For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more of a very special Best of Good Day. Wondering what you're listening to. It's a new cut from the Songs of Innocence album U2 released as a worldwide giveaway. The album is a blast of discoveries. Described, I'm looking at a review from one person writing about the album, full of hope, the stories of their losses and fears. The lyrics are openly autobiographical. Kenny, would you agree with that? You've listened to some of this in more depth than we have.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know all those stories behind the stories kind of thing, but what I've read about it in the interviews I've seen with Bono, like this song was about as they were starting out and heard the music of the Ramones on the radio, and it kind of gave them direction.
Yeah. Well, the story of the influences, as you've suggested, the Ramones and some others, part of the highlight here. Songs of Innocence, yeah. Downloaded free until the 13th of next month by anybody who has an iTunes Store account.
Right.
So that's 500 million people around the world.
And here's the thing, though. It's a little bit, I don't know, Ken, did you have any problem finding this in your iTunes account?
I didn't actually go looking for it. When I logged into iTunes, it was right on the front page, so I just clicked on it.
Uh-huh.
So for me to find, I did it on my phone, and I had to go into my iTunes store, then I had to go into my purchased songs, then I had to go into this. So it took me a few minutes to manipulate and find it. But, I mean, it's right there on your iTunes. If you want it, go get it. It's all free. Right.
So how many people think this sounds like a typical, one of the other critics that I'm reading here says it pretty much is the same old from U2.
You know,
I don't find that a negative because I kind of like most of what U2, the pop hits from U2. Anyway, Richie, just compare.
Well, here's New Year's Day. All right, Okay, so this goes into the Wayback Machine for you, too.
Yeah.
For me, okay, growing up with you two in my late teens up to my late 40s, you two for me was Led Zeppelin, in that they reinvented themselves so many times that you always had something
new,
different and new, but still very cool. And then they got into this phase in the early 90s with Zooropa, where they kind of went into this kind of disco, techno, dance trial period, and then they realized that was a disaster. And it seems to me ever since then that they've kind of been on this this level field where we're going to keep it safe. With the exception of How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, which rocked. I mean, that album rocked.
All right, is this gonna register on a classic hits or a YouTube sort of maybe a, I don't know what we call it, the MOR of the old days, but the soft rock stations? Is this gonna be
adult,
right, appealing to the adults, yeah, or is this going to appeal to the new round of people who are going down
a little bit of both? It'll get a little bit of new, and it'll definitely get on the AOR stations.
Yeah,
but it's not groundbreaking, new enough, different enough to really shake anything out of its boots.
Check out the story at DougStephan.com. Speaking of shaking people out of their boots, go to DougStephan.com and purchase official Good Day merchandise, the Good Day Goodies box. You can see that with the mug, a lot of keychains and that sort of thing. You want to keep up with the fans of Good Day, go to DougStephan.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to a very special Best of Good Day. Opening up your minds, your hearts, opening up the day for some people. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy to be along, holding your hand, contacting the living. A lot of people with dead minds. We're trying to wake them up a little bit here. Richie's a pretty good example of that sometimes. Kenny's always awake and alert. And Jennifer, most of the time, she's got it going on as well. You know that story.
Most of the time.
I'm Sir Talk-A-Lot. Dudley, also to my friends.
I forgot to tell you guys.
What?
I got a Facebook update last week that gave Doug one of the funniest nicknames I have ever heard.
Really?
And that was the first time you'd heard it, right?
Yeah, Milk Dud.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
Somebody else calls you that, too.
Milk Dud Dudley.
I think we have a legion of people that just have that name for you, Doug.
Really? I'm sure it's not the first time you've heard it. Is it, Dudley? Milk Dud.
I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, for those of you who don't know.
Named Dudley.
My real name, my given name is Dudley, so thus the Milk Dud. I'm having my 50th high school reunion this weekend, and there are plenty of people who remember me as Dudley, and who were also happy to throw...
And you were 24 when you graduated.
High school.
All right, let's get to the president's promises. The president says he wants to spend millions of your dollars to keep our country safe. And in order to do that, we must contain the Ebola surge. Therefore, we would spend $300 million of money that's already budgeted for other things. Take it away from soldiers in Afghanistan, which is probably a good idea. That is, take soldiers out of Afghanistan, move them. What I want to know is, he's looking for, there are 3,000 people supposedly going to be involved in this, 3,000 Americans, who are going to go to Africa. I have not figured out, nor have I heard. The plan will be explained later today when the president visits the CDC in Atlanta. But with 3,000 boots on the ground, as it were, sending our military there to sort of direct traffic, if you will. Are these volunteers, or are they being assigned? If I were in the service, I wouldn't want to go there. I would say, no, I'm not going to go. This is not so. I didn't sign up to fight Ebola. I signed up to fight the Afghanistanis. And the treachery of those people who are terrorists, I didn't. And so what I'm figuring, and I know this is really sideways, I've said this before, somebody someplace in one of these terrorist organizations is going to send just one person over there.
Yeah, all you need.
To kiss, and I mean, if these people are willing, like yesterday you saw there was a blow up in Afghanistan. I think three people were killed. A body bomb, boom. So if they're willing
to
put.
How cheap that is. It's an airline ticket.
Right. Strap your body with, if you're willing to find, if you find people that'll strap all kinds of explosives to their bodies and blow up in the name of Allah, you sure as heck you're going to find somebody who'll go to Africa and go in and kiss, hug, and make sure that he or she gets Ebola, and then come back and spread it around as much as possible. That's certainly, I don't see how that's not within the realm of possibility. Do you? I think it's very much in the realm of possibility. People say, oh, I don't give people ideas. No, nonsense.
Too many people have already been talking about that.
Right. Right. Okay. So anyway, the president says that we need to have our advisors over there, doctors. We got to keep these people. They're going to build hospitals, and USAID is taking money that's already budgeted for this sort of thing anyway. So it's not like we're sending for change. We're coming up with new. The Congress just has to approve taking the money from one budget to putting it in another, which seems rather strange to me. With all the wacky stuff that the president's been doing without asking Congress, he's going to go to him and ask him to move $300 million around for this. I find that almost amusing, frankly. All right, so that's one item.
You ought to see all of the government contractors, the defense contractors in the Washington, D.C. area now fighting over the $5 billion to fight ISIS. It's unbelievable. I'm in the building of one of the contractors, and there's a lot of buzzing activity in Homeland Security right next door. There's a lot of activity. They're all fighting over the money.
A lot of dough. Urban Outfitters in the news today. They have taken a Kent State University sweatshirt from the era of Kent State, you know when, and they have redesigned this sweatshirt, a new sweatshirt that has holes in it, blood stains. Obviously, it's supposed to be a knockoff of a Kent State University sweatshirt from the event. So the PR department there has not been doing too well. It would appear. Jennifer, do you want to let us in on this?
Yeah,
something a lot of people are talking about. Go ahead.
Urban Outfitters, I don't know. You know, again, you wonder who these people are.
I've asked Jennifer
around
to do this because I know that there's steam coming out of her ears.
It's disgusting. The tipping survey. Who are these people, these marketing people that sit around a table? And this isn't the only thing that is so tasteless. It's like, I mean, it just
tasteless
smells.
Is mild.
Yeah. And they sit around and go, you know what would be great for our vintage line? A Kent University t-shirt with bullet holes and blood splattered on it. Let's make it happen. And then they put it out on Urban Outfitters. And then these dumb kids who I don't even think get the gravity of what they're doing.
No.
Buy them. And then on top of that, their parents who do know the gravity, I mean, they know the situation. Let their kids buy these sweatshirts and wear them to high school?
I wouldn't let them in the high school.
Unbelievable.
Principal,
well, there
I
was
let them
a,
in.
I
there
think
was
you
a
answered your
locally.
Own question there, though. I think that there's 22-year-old kids designing these sweatshirts who have no idea of the gravity of what they're designing.
So they don't have anybody up the totem pole?
You would hope, but
I Urban Outfitters, these people are that stupid?
Look,
that
I don't think I
think
can
this
say
is
that
okay.
I don't think that's true, because we've had so many school shootings of late. So even 21-year-old kids know that it's not funny when you have school shootings. I mean, this is happening all year long.
The
I mean,
dumb,
it's happening
dumb,
many
dumb
times.
Down in America.
It's just so gross.
All right,
now,
so what, do we have,
we had,
what sort of comments do we have? Twitter, at Good Day, Facebook at Good Day. I'm looking at a woman named Carol Kenny who says, the lack of judgment permeating companies is staggering. How many people signed off on this Kent State sweatshirt? and then there's a hashtag with it. I'm sure it's $129 too, by the way. $129.
Okay. So right. Lay this out there. What if it's just a PR stunt to get everybody talking about them again, even as disgusting as it is?
Urban Outfitters?
Yeah.
It makes me not ever want to, want to go in there.
I have a 10-year-old son and a 7-year-old girl. I would never take my kids into that place.
Here's Tim who says, Charmless at Urban Outfitters exploits police murder for some radical chic, immoral, and tasteless, how they described it. A lot of people incensed by this event. Remember it happened in May of 1970? Four students were killed by the Ohio National Guard.
Let's put it this way. This would go over like a lead balloon. Let's get a Ferguson sweatshirt and put bullet holes and blood on it. Do you think that would go over really well?
Or a Columbine sweatshirt.
Yeah. Columbine. I mean, right. Give me a break.
I always love going back to the...
If these sold any at all.
No, they did, Ken.
I don't see anywhere that indicates that there have been any sales.
There was a story in the LA Times about a teacher who saw someone with one of these sweatshirts and kicked him out of the class.
Yeah, good. That's appropriate.
Doug, have you seen the sweatshirt?
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of it right now online, Richie.
It's disgusting, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm also looking at what I remember. See, I'm going to put myself in a place where the other three of you haven't been because I was actually sort of... on the air that day. I wasn't sort of, I was. And I was teaching school at the same at that time as well. And I remember the picture of this girl who made it to the cover of Newsweek magazine that was sitting over one of the dead students, and her expressions became sort of the logo, in essence, the image for Kent State. And then afterwards, you found out she wasn't even a Kent State student. She just happened to be walking by. But her horror sort of set the tone for the discussion of what went on at Kent State for many years to come, frankly. It was a black day, black day in the history of America. And for Urban Outfitters, here's my way of being able to say what I want to say without using the word that I want to use. I just during the bottom of the hour break, looking at one of the trades, noticed there's a new radio station set of call letters, excuse me, for a town in Missouri. The call letters are K-R-A-P. And the guy who said he wanted to have those call letters for a station wanted people to remember his station. And I think probably they will. But when I think of this stuff, this kind of stuff, it may be aimed at doing all kinds of things, getting people to talk about them. Here we are, we fall into the hole. But you listen to the tone of what Richie has said, Jennifer and Kenny and me. I mean, I don't go to Urban Outfitters anyway, but I sure as hell would stay away from them after that stunt. It just leaves a really bad... It's so indicative of how tasteless things are in some corporate situation in this country. Anybody will do anything for a buck. And it's just... These people are... I want to do something violent.
Abercrombie & Fitch right now is jealous that they're not getting all of this negative attention.
Right. Yeah, but okay. It's too large a shirt for Abercrombie & Fitch to carry.
Right. Yeah, it is, right.
That's true.
Yeah. All right, 16 before the hour.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is for
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a 6-month-old Christmas pie. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, Jen, your turn to wow us with the story of the ratings for Sunday Night Football. I guess it's a good place to start.
Sure, we can start with the ratings for Sunday Night Football, Dougie. No, we can. Okay. It was, Sunday night. So here's the deal. I was up. I couldn't sleep. Had a lot on my mind. And I actually tuned into Miss America. And, wow, what a snooze fest. And that didn't even put me to sleep.
Terrible.
It was pretty bad this year.
Awful.
I mean, it's just, it's different. And I guess everybody else agreed with me because Miss America dropped on Sunday night. The rating fell from last year's high. It averaged about a 1.5 rating among adults 18 to 49. That was down half a point from 2013. Pulled in about 6.7 million viewers. Not too shabby for a beauty pageant, but Sunday Night Football, of course, killed it with the 49ers and the Chicago Bears squaring off. Go Bears. Go Bears. All right. One of my favorite stories of the day is there's this resurgence of the Vacation franchise. Remember Chevy Chase, Beverly D'Angelo?
Favorite movies of all time, right.
Well, ABC has just ordered a pilot script that will reunite Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. They star together in Vacation movies in the 80s and 90s. It's going to be written. This has chops. It's going to be written by the Arrested Development staffer, Brad Copeland. He's also worked on News Radio, My Name is Earl, and he wrote the film Wild Hogs. ABC ordered the script with a penalty attached, which means that you'll at least get to see the pilot in the 2015 and 16 season, which I think is really kind of fun. Plus, there's a whole movie coming out with Leslie Mann now attached to star in a Vacation about the kids, about Audrey and Rusty.
Oh, so
that'll
I love
be kind
this.
Of a fun thing. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, George Clooney, love to include George. He's said to marry his love, Amal, who loves Downton Abbey, okay? And so apparently a spokesperson for ITV, which broadcasts Downton Abbey in the United Kingdom, confirms to People magazine that George is going to do a short charity sketch on the set of Downton Abbey that would air around Christmas time.
Well, the reason for that is he and the star became friends when they did Monument Men.
right.
The guy who stars, whose name now escapes me, Downton Abbey.
The Brit guy that got killed.
Yeah, in the
Hugh movie. Bonneville.
Hugh Bonneville, right. They became good friends, so he just said, hey, how about you come on? And Hugh Bonneville says, yeah, that'd be great. So that's how that took place. It's a good idea, actually. Kind of cool.
I think so, too.
Thank you, Jennifer. Jen is here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Sending you a big hug. 51 after.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more of a very special Best of Good Day.
Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away.
Doug Steffens and the Good Day program, Travel Time on Good Day. We're going to have some time with Michelle Gerson, who is the host for PassportRomance.com. She has some interesting ideas, as you might imagine, on affordable trips. She's been in Thailand, so she wants to talk about traveling to Asia, amongst other things. It's coming right up here in the travel spot on Good Day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarship. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TATC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
The Doug Steffens Good Day program, travel in our focus here as we discuss a trip to Thailand. Michelle Gerson, who's the founder and the host for PassportRomance.com, writes there as well. So, Michelle, you went to Thailand. What was your experience?
Yes.
Why did you decide to go there in the first place?
I've wanted to go to Thailand for so long. It's just been one of those destinations that have been on my bucket list. And I know this is going to sound very uncultured, but one of the big draws is that I can get a one-hour massage for under $10. I mean, that's all my friends talk about. So I figured, let me get as many as I can. And then I realized this is a huge part of the culture.
My wife is Colombian, Michelle, and we go to Colombia almost every year. And she gets the massages all the time. It's $10.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
You know, it's what you get with slave labor.
A little expensive. Well, that's what it really is, right? I mean, a lot of it really is, masseuses that come to America come from Asia.
But you get the food. You get all kinds of things are cheap because of the economy over there, Michelle, right?
Absolutely. I mean, your most expensive thing is going to be your flight over. But then after that, once you're there, you will eat for very inexpensively. You get great massages, the tuk-tuks, the taxis. It's very affordable to travel around Thailand.
All right. So who are the airlines? And what does it cost? Thailand is not on everybody's bucket list. It may be after you hear you can get a massage for $10. Getting there, that was what most people remember about Thailand is it was the site of the big typhoon, 5-6 years ago?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And that hit when we went down to Phuket, which is one of the islands there, that you definitely saw a sign that talked all about that and talked about the typhoon that was there. But as far as getting there, you could go a few different ways. On the way there, we definitely went the long route, and we cut through L.A., and we took Virgin America to L.A., and then from L.A. went to Seoul, and then Seoul to Thailand aboard Thai Airways. And Thai Airways is a great airline. It's very comfortable. It's very spacious. Very affordable.
Is it like Singapore? The Singapore tradition and the reputation is extremely good. And I've heard that some of these Asian airlines are equally as good.
They were very good. I didn't know what to expect. When you board the plane, all the seats are pink and yellow and all these bright colors. And I thought, what's this going to be like? But the service was great. It really was an introduction into Thailand would be like.
In the minute we have left, how easy is it to get around Thailand, and how is it nice, or is there a lot of dumpy parts, or how did you find it?
I found it perfectly easy to get around Thailand. I would say hire a tour company to do that. We went with this company called Trakaya Tours, and they basically are situated in all parts of Thailand, so they very easily will transport you around. Bangkok is crazy with all its traffic. I would not advise trying to drive yourself there.
Dirty, too.
A little bit, yeah. Lots of it reminds me of Chinatown I don't know, 100 with all the markets.
How easy was it to talk to the people? Was there any English spoken, or how did you conversate with people?
Yes, a lot of people speak English. That's what I loved about it, too. So it was very easy, and I didn't have a problem with that
at all.
That's
what Americans want, like it or not. We want to be able to travel someplace where people can understand us. That's just the way it is. However it's considered, you don't have to go to Thailand to experience that. Just go to France.
Exactly.
All right, Michelle, thank you. Check out the trip to Thailand and what's best about it at PassportRomance.com. The Best of Good Day is a copyright presentation of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Best of Good Day is written by Ken Kessler and produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.